Infowars.com/show.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning news clouds up my window and I can't see it all. Even if I could, it'd all be gray, but your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Dear Donald, I wrote you but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. But anyway, what's up, man? How's this war with Iran going? I love you, man. I swear I do. I voted twice, wore the hat. But now you're bombing Tehran. Cause Bibi Netanyahu snapped his fingers like that. You said America first. Now we're dying for Israel's benefit. American treasure burning up. American lives getting spent. Lindsey Graham whispering in your ear. Mark Levin screaming on the air. Laura Luma tweeting, hit him harder. Got you dancing like you don't care. I even got your face tattooed right across my chest. But every time I see the news, I'm feeling more and more depressed. P.S. We should be together, MAGA forever.
You and me. Your biggest fan.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning news clouds up my window and I can't see it all.
Dear Donald, you still ain't called or wrote. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up. Like it's all a game. While American boys come home in boxes and the deficit's in flames, you let the neocons run the show. Grand Levin Loomer pulling strings, pushing you to bomb Iran so Israel gets its original kings. Nuclear war on the table, man. One wrong move and it's all over. Mushroom clouds over the desert while you're playing golf in Florida. My wife keeps crying, kids asking why daddy's heroes killing kids. I keep telling them, Trump voter who put you back in that chair for a foreign flag and a bunch of hawks who never sent their kids anywhere. P.S.
You still ain't called. I'm starting to lose hope. Your biggest fan, Stan Trump.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed.
Very powerful song from Jason Lowe. Follow him on X at Jason_LO_. That's not AI. That's his real voice. I mean, the video is obviously AI. Very well done. But, yeah, had to let that play for a little bit. We hear so much AI. It's actually kind of shocking hearing a real human voice with real human emotion. Expressing what I so firmly believe. Very well done, Jason Lowe. Let's go to the calls once again. John in Naples, Florida has called in. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Harrison, for taking my call. I wanted to first touch base about the axe. I mean, if Alex Jones, if everybody says he was acting, then he should get an Academy Award. I mean, his crying and holding that axe, like I was watching that at work, and it made me emotional. Making me emotional right now just thinking about it.
I know. I'm right there with you. No, that's what I was saying before. It's like, okay, Alex is a good actor. He can do voices and stuff. He's not about to cry on command. I mean, it's just... If you can't watch that and immediately feel that it's real, that's the thing. Is I'm like, is anything real to these people? I mean, you see a grown man welling up with tears on live TV, and then they're just like, yeah, right. And it's just like, all right, then you just must live in a world of nothing, right? Of just like people never feel emotions around you. I don't know, man. But yeah, dude, I was getting choked up, you know, recounting the story to my wife last night, just like the because of how meaningful it is to Alex in particular. Again, none of this stuff is fake. The crap that we have been through.
And you guys woke me up in 2016 when I was working for an NGO airline, you know, I'm one of those people that you reached out to. And, like, I realized I was working for an NGO when we were working the Ebola operations. I was a maintenance controller for Western Global Airlines. And, like, I'm in this office trying to figure out what's going on in the world and, like, why these Ebola operations are so screwed up working for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And, like, it was just, like, from the Ebola operations to, like, that they cut off, like, the food supply to down Africa, just as Alex said in the past. And that's how the refugee program started out of the Congo. And dude, I had to sign NDAs prior to the COVID war a month before because our personnel were taken by the PLA. And like, we flew to Venezuela with $2 billion in 2019, and my coworker got held hostage, and, like, we got released by Cuba. And, like, the whole time, I'm like, I told this to a pastor, like, 10 minutes prior to that axe moment happening, and this guy, I was lost. Like, I'm fallen, and I was talking to this pastor who wants me to come every Friday to see the table for, like, a men's Christian group, and then this thing happened to Alex 10 minutes later. It's about getting an axe and being strong, dude. It just, like, broke me, dude. I was like, this is my time, too. Like, everybody's got to get involved in their community and understand that, like, it's not over. The war's still going on. I worked under Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I went through the garbage with figuring out how this all went down because the info was there for me. And, like, what I went to, like, after I got out and realized now that, like, it's all about the AI data centers now and the water positive agenda 2030 and how Bill Gates sits on top of farmland in Florida that's in the largest aquifer in the state and everyone wants to build freaking data centers here and destroy the environment sense, and people just don't see it. And, like, the InfoWar does, and they've always seen it. They've always been there for me. And yesterday was just, like, the pinnacle of everything for me, man. It just killed me. Just broke me, dude. Like, people need to understand that civilian air cargo companies and certain airlines were used under Biden for, like, human trafficking and money laundering and all sorts of nefarious stuff, and people are compartmentalized. And that's what I learned from Alex, because I called in years ago when I was working at Western. I ran in the parking lot, and he told me about that. And that's what we have to deal with, compartmentalized people now in this current administration. They want to be neocons and go along with it and just party and do all this crap while we sit here and suffer and listen to their lies because, like, oh, we want to get in our little boxes and try to get in these little deals and be grifters in certain places. And we start attacking each other, and we forget about what's really happening in the world, that the next slave system is right over our heads. And just, like, people need to be there for the info. We're a huge family internationally, and everyone needs to get down into their communities and look around what's happening in the AI and make sure that you're getting protections for your children's future. It's so important. And thanks for listening to my rant.
No, that was very powerful. I probably would have responded if I wouldn't choked up a little bit myself, man. Yeah, it's you know, everything seems to be sort of coming to a head, and again, not just to, like, brag or any, it's not me bragging, because it wasn't me that came up with it, but, like, the InfoWars mindset, the idea. It was like fully formed and perfect when Alex first introduced it. And you can watch, and I'm sure if you've been a fan for a long time on InfoWars, it's like everybody eventually realizes that we were right. Even if they're just dead set hardcore, you're a bunch of idiots. Don't you know that it's the Jews? It's got to be the Jews. And we're like, look, it's some Jews, it's some not. You can't blame it. And it's like, and at a certain point, everybody eventually comes around and goes, you know, it's actually all about 1776. It's actually about personal responsibility. It's actually about getting the poison out of the food and water so we can actually be human beings and fully reach our potential. And it's about everybody of every race, color, and creed. It is a worldwide move. Like, everybody comes to this conclusion eventually. Even the word InfoWar. How long did it take the rest of America to realize that they were in an information war? Now you see it in every article pretty much about how the information war is going, who's winning the information war. Alex just figured, I don't know how he did it, but he figured all of this out. And again, I can point you to specific examples. I'd say Nick Fuentes is one of them, where for a while he was a lot more hardcore on, like, the you know, white exclusionary thing, not to mislabel him in any way, but I've seen a video of him recently kind of going, you know, it's really are you American or not? If you're American, then you're on my team. And if you're not, you're not. And if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. We need to be on the same team together. And it's like, kind of like Alex Jones has been saying for 35 years. Owen Benjamin was on with Alex the other day, and he was saying the same. You know, I realize it's the whole Jewish thing. It's actually a little bit more nuanced than I thought. And it's like, can everybody just listen to Alex Jones? Just please, just listen to Alex Jones. Just trust Alex Jones, and he's just right about everything. I don't know what else to tell you. That's it. That's it. Because it's all born from first principles, Christian American principles that are universal and complete and solid and require no caveat or, you know, increment, change to meet the exact moment. Like, they're just always there. They're always valid. It always works. Like, there are just things you can apply to any situation and you get the right answer. And the thing that you apply is, like, love of all humanity, hatred of despotism and tyranny, hatred of lies, love of truth. Like, it's very simple things, but you just apply those and you're always going to be right. It's pretty simple. And so, you know, again, not even to brag, because it wasn't me that came up with it, but, like, if you have discernment, it's obvious once you hear it. Like, yeah, this is the right way to be. It's the right view to have. And it's why, despite all the names they call us and labels they give us, I've never been shy to say I work at InfoWars. Other people might, do you tell people you work at InfoWars? Of course I tell people we work at InfoWars. Why wouldn't I? We're not racist. We're not hateful. We're not bigoted. We're not anti-Semitic. We're not stupid. We don't make things up. We don't lie. You know, I'd be embarrassed to say I worked at CNN, right? I'd be embarrassed to say I worked for Trump at this point. I'd be embarrassed to say I'd be a lot in a lot of these organizations. I'll never be embarrassed to be part of InfoWars. Let's go to Jay in Maine now. Jay, thank you so much, and thank you for the call, John. Jay in Maine, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how you doing? I love you guys, man. I've been watching you since day one, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
This is also going to tie into the Jason's video there with the big bright red MAGA hats flying everywhere. This is going to go down the rabbit hole a little bit. It goes a little deeper here. I received the sermon a long time ago when I was saved. Around Trump's first term, I kept seeing clips of Marina Abramovich show up talking about Trump, talking about how he's the great magician, and she meets with all these shamans, and they do collective dreaming, and they see Trump, and he's the great magician. These are verifiable clips. You can find these anywhere.
Yep.
I said, oh, that's odd. And then I start seeing him do these rallies and these MAGA hats everywhere, bright red MAGA hats that look like he was being worshipped almost. I said, MAGA, that's a weird word. Then I found the clip of the Church of Satan, highest level of the priesthood. It's called the MAGA, M-A-G-A. I said, ooh, this is quite strange. But my discernment was going off like crazy. I said, geez, it looks like they're worshiping him with a talisman. So he's, preaching out to the choir and receiving all this power. And I mean, 50,000, 100,000 people were showing up. So I believe there's been a spell put on. And after this, he came out and he did a speech. Most of the people thought it was about immigration because they clipped in a couple of surges to the border in between the speech. It was a speech he gave called, You Knew I Was a Snake Before You Let Me In. This is called Revelation of the Method. He came out and he actually told everybody who he was, what he was doing to make the spell that he was putting over people much more powerful. That's where I think we're at. I think he's a very high-level magician, just like Abramovich says he is. And he's surrounded by Chabad Lubavitch. These are the guys in the black hats that surround every president. They're obviously all very high-level Kabbalists.
Yeah.
And I think on the spiritual level, that's what we've got going on here. Now, if you were to take that information maybe put a clip together and put it out there, you'd really ruffle some feathers, but you'd also probably wake a lot of people up. And I'd put it out on X, but I'm banned. So, you know, you might see why I'm banned, but...
Yeah. I've seen people post that clip about Trump and the snake. I get where you're coming from, and I know, you know, there are old stories from like the 80s of where it's like Madonna and Trump have the same Kabbalist teacher or whatever. You know, so clearly he's tied into some of that stuff. But then I've also heard other things, like it's happened a few times, but you'll have like legitimate, actual, honest to God, like witches covens and things, or like, you know, subreddits where it's like they all do witchcraft and they try to curse people or whatever. And you'll have these people going, yeah, Trump is under some sort of protection. We can't get through. Like, you know, they actually think they can do magic and they like try to target Trump. And they're always like, yeah, we can't get through. We cannot penetrate the shield around him. Because, you know, there's a lot of good people, you know, praying for Trump and protecting Trump with their prayers. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're right. You know, maybe you're right at this point. I'm not going to discredit your thoughts. I tend to think it's a little bit more mundane than that and a little bit more just earthly and just your classic corruption. But, you know, you may be onto something. So thank you for the input, Jay. And yeah, again, you know, with these people, you kind of got to go like where they're – you got to look at it from their perspective. You know, like one of the things that I find very strange is people will bring up the fact that Jeffrey Epstein called Trump a monster. And it's like, yeah, because Jeffrey Epstein was a monster. Like, what? Yeah, the Gorgon considers Hercules a monster, Pericles a monster. Like, you want to be a monster of the monster, right? So it's that type of stuff that's like, okay, if they're calling him a magician, like maybe it's a compliment, maybe it's like kind of half an insult. You never really know. So it looks like Candace Owens came out with a response to the truth, and the crew's telling me we should go to some of these clips. Are they good? How long are they? Let's go to one. We've seen some of the other people respond. We saw Megyn Kelly and Tucker respond. Let's go to Candace Owens now. She put out a video responding to Trump. I haven't gotten to watch it yet, but the crew's grabbed some clips. Let's go to Candace Owens.
It seems like you can't put together a coherent thought. Let me tell you something, and this is just reality, okay? Going back to just the rules of the jungle, okay? Let all the politicians and advisors around you evaporate for just a moment. Just you and me, ready? People will not fight beside, behind, or for someone who is fundamentally disloyal, okay? If disloyalty and deceit is in your nature, then I highly suggest that you combine it with silence. You can be what you are, but I would advise you do it quietly, Trump, because MAGA is no longer commanded by you, and you know it. You know it. You belong to the Epstein class. That is your legacy now. People will see your name on buildings, whatever was agreed upon in those boardrooms, Jared Kushner, Trump, Gaza, hotel, whatever you tweeted. So crass. They will see that. You will earn that. And then when they see it, they will think about how many children had to die or be raped by men on islands so that you could stick the Trump name upon a building. And for clarity, Mr. President, that's not my fault. That's not Megyn Kelly's fault. That's not Tucker Carlson's fault. You made that trade. You chose money above respect. And what an absolute shame that you chose to do that toward the end of your life, okay? Because you can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go, just your soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? You can't take money and things and stuff with you when you go. Just your soul. And you sold yours for what? Another gilded ballroom? Let me be perfectly clear when I say this. Charlie Kirk, he died free. You will most certainly die a slave. Okay? You are in chains right now, and the entire world can see that perfectly. At best, what you can hope for in this moment is that maybe one day upon the college campuses that you so deeply cherish, they'll teach all about your now tarnished legacy as the perfect modern day example of Plato's allegory of the cave.
You know, she's right. And again, it's like, okay, he already had half the country kind of despising him, but he had the other half who would be willing to fight to the death for him. And he was just systematically forcing those people away. So you're going to have nobody but Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. And I get it that, you know, you think that this is a long game. They'll be the ones publishing the history books, but I don't think so. I just don't think so. I think the game is up. I think the game is up. Let's go back out to your phone calls. So we got a few more and people are holding on. Let's go to Angelina in South Texas here. Angelina, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. It's been a while. I'm glad to talk with you.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just go ahead and go straight to it. I have been on X tracking earthquakes and satellite imaging and capturing new earthquake weapons. I was doing this a lot in 2024. They all had the same pattern. And so I looked at that threat that was done by Donald Trump. And how can you destroy and disintegrate an entire civilization?
You think he's going to use an earthquake weapon? I was wondering about that. Rods from God, or because he's like, no nukes. We're not doing nukes. But then he keeps saying, but we have these other secret weapons that you don't know about. So you think it might be an earthquake weapon?
Oh, yeah. They're very easy. They can easily be seen on the infrared long-range satellite. And so I started looking at Iran. And the first thing they do is they make a nice box. Right angles. First you see the parallel lines, and you see the right angles. And then you see probably on the southwest, I call it the southwest corner, the left-hand side corner, there's going to be there's two little half clouds.
Well, tell you what, Angelina, I follow you on X, right? You share this on X?
Yeah, I have the latest stuff up on X right now.
All right, well, I will take a look at that. We only have about 2 minutes left in the show, and I got to get to some of these other calls. But thank you so much for the call, as always, Angelina. And I will DM me on X, and I'll check it out and show it on Monday if I can remember. But thank you so much for the call. I do want to go to Carson in FEMA Region 2 here. I want to talk about spiritual warfare. If you can keep your comments short, go ahead, Carson. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. I need to make this quick and concise. So obviously you had James Williams on the other day and Literally a Miracle appeared on air. I highly suggest you talk to Alex and get him on air as soon as reasonably possible. There's a very important event coming up. I don't know if you know what's happening on May 17th.
No.
Trump announced back actually a month before the war even started, you can even look it up on the White House website, that a rededication ceremony of God, one nation under God, is happening on that date. Obviously, everyone talking about is Trump possessed, is this or that. Obviously, you know the enemy. These are wicked, satanic creatures that are doing all types of witchcraft, wizardry, this or that. If they know there's even a slight chance that that rededication ceremony gets this nation rededicated back to the true Lord Jesus Christ, they know they're finished. So that's why all these attacks, satanic spiritual attacks, have been happening. And I'm sure you've seen it within the last month. February started, they ramped up. Ridiculous. Like out of nowhere, Trump has been off his rocker compared to where he was before. So that's and James Williams has talked about this before. I highly suggest you bring it back on because this is a very important event. Christians need to be aware. We need to fight back and make sure this dedication ceremony is rededicated back to Jesus Christ, because if the enemy rededicates it back to any of their fake gods or little g gods, their satanic fallen angel gods, we're finished.
Okay, May 17th, and it's the rededication. All right, we'll look into that. Thank you for that. That's about going to do it for us, folks. Thank you so much for joining us here on The War Room. We will see you back Monday afternoon. Please do go to thealexjonesstore.com to support everything that we do here. Y'all have a good weekend, and stay safe, and we'll see you on the other side, folks. Again, thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it, and in these times, we appreciate it more than ever.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering it. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.